We'll continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Barney Larry, and Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free. Ron, we'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers this morning.
Good morning, Brad. Well, thank you. I think everybody knows this past week we saw a significant increase in numbers across the state, probably our highest week ever. We're up to 24,512 positive cases total. Yesterday was not that great of a day as far as increases, so that's good news. But want to caution everybody. I think, the weekend, I think the number of tests, and I don't think we've seen the effects of the 4th of July yet, but we saw an increase of about 269. So we now have 5,486 active cases across the state. And of those active cases, 369 are in the hospital. We saw a significant jump in the increase in hospitalizations yesterday, almost 40 cases, not quite, but a big increase there. The number of people on ventilators is up to 83, and to date we've seen 301 deaths in the state of Arkansas. I do want to let people know that if you look on a statewide basis, there are still 184 ICU beds available. And there are still 630 ventilators available. So we still have capacity in our hospitals, but we are definitely creeping up. If you look at Baxter County, there's been 25 cases identified. We've tested a total of 2,402, or the state has tested 2,402 individuals from Baxter County. We've had 25 total positives. We currently have 6 active cases and no deaths. And as a system, Baxter Regional has tested over 2,000 individuals, 2,174, and we've had 3 positives out of those 2,000 cases.
Ron, if a patient who has a Baxter County address and they're hospitalized in another county in the state, would they be included in the Baxter County numbers?
You know, Brad, that's a really good question, and it's really important to understand the numbers so that you understand what they mean. And the numbers that we talk about when I talk about the state and the county, they come from the Arkansas Department of Health off their website, and that goes, they record things by the individual's address. So an individual who is tested positive but tested somewhere else outside of Baxter Regional or outside of our health department but tested somewhere else and or hospitalized somewhere else will show up in the statewide figures. Now, the county figures on the Arkansas Department of Health do not show how many hospitalizations are from that county. That's only collected on statewide, but those numbers would be in there. When I report our system, I'm just reporting individuals who come to Baxter Regional, which might be individuals from outside the county, might be individuals from inside the county, but those are just ones that are here. But yes, to answer your question, yes, if you're hospitalized in like at UAMS down in Little Rock, because of COVID, you're going to show up on the statewide statistics. Yes.
Gotcha. Stephanie, I understand there's been some additions to the screening process, right?
Yes. So, unfortunately, the number of symptoms associated with COVID continues to grow. And so we have added some symptoms that we're assessing everybody that comes through the facility, and those include fever, which would be a temperature of 100 or higher, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, muscle or body aches, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, nausea or vomiting, and diarrhea.
So those have just been added recently, haven't they, those new,
yes,
new symptoms?
Yes, this is all according to the CDC.
Gotcha. Now, Stephanie, if a person wants to be tested, where's the best places for them to call?
We continue to recommend that anyone that needs an outpatient test to either follow up with their primary care provider. MedExpress is also offering testing, or any of the local health departments.
Barney, let's turn to you this morning. Say there is a cluster of cases at one place, maybe a business or church or something like that in our area. Would the public be notified?
Well, Van, presently here in Arkansas, the Arkansas Department of Health does not share that information. They only contact those individuals that have been known to be exposed. Now, that's different in Missouri. But here in Arkansas, they do not let us know where those clusters are.
And I know you guys get lots of calls, we do too, about that. They say, well, Missouri. You can know where they are. Why doesn't Arkansas? Is that something that's been addressed on the state level, maybe changing that policy?
Ron, you probably have to. I don't think it has been addressed presently, Brad.
Yeah, I don't think they're currently looking at changing that policy at this point in time.
Gotcha. Okay. Got anything else we need to mention this morning?
No, Brad, I just kind of want to mention that I don't want people to panic, but I think that with the holiday this past weekend, I think in the next week or so, we're going to definitely see the numbers continue to rise. But don't want people to panic, but I do want people to be cautious and be protective and use their social distancing. And I say that because it's an interesting statistic that says that 78% of the individuals who are screened positive have no symptoms. And so when you're out and about and you're thinking, well, everybody's feeling good and everybody's fine, so I'm okay, that's kind of an unsafe assumption. And so we just want to continue to advise that we realize we need to get out, we need to do our daily tasks, understand that, but make sure that you're cautious and use your social distancing practices.
Very good information. Hey, thank you so much for the time again this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Brad.
All right. Good job. Ron Peterson, Barney Larry, Stephanie Free this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.